This is VOA News. I'm Tom McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected international pressure to halt the war in Gaza in a fiery speech marking the country's annual Holocaust Memorial Day. He attacked those accusing Israel of carrying out a genocide against the Palestinians, claiming that Israel was doing everything possible to ensure the entry of humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip. He added that if Israel must stand alone, it will.
I say to you, we will defeat our genocidal enemies. Never again is now.
Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's cabinet votes to close Al Jazeera's news channel operations in Israel after rising tensions amid Israel's war with Hamas.
The decision comes following the Israeli government's long-running feud with the Qatari-funded channel. It also comes at a time when ceasefire negotiations between Israel and Hamas are gaining steam. The decision threatens to heighten tensions with Qatar at a time when the Doha government is playing a key role in mediation efforts between the two sides. Al Jazeera has said the closure would affect its operations in East Jerusalem and Israel, but not in the Palestinian territories. I'm Karen Shamas.
Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said Sunday that Hamas seemed not to be serious about reaching a truce, saying, "We identified alarming signs that Hamas actually does not intend to go to any agreement with us. This means we will start military actions in Rafah and the entire Gaza Strip in the very near future." Gallant spoke during a visit to central Gaza Strip, where he met Israeli troops and toured the area. Israel has been warning for months it plans to send troops into Rafah, the southern city bordering Egypt, where more than a million displaced Gaza residents have taken refuge. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. As Ukraine marked its third Easter at war, Russia on Sunday launched a barrage of drones concentrated in Ukraine's east, wounding more than a dozen people. Claimed it took troops to control of a village they had been targeting. Ukraine's Air Force said that Russia had launched 24 drones overnight, of which 23 were shot down. Six people, including a child, were wounded in a drone strike in the eastern Kharkiv region. According to the regional governor, 14 more were wounded in an airstrike on Sunday. Some residents of Nairobi suburbs are up in arms over what they say is illegal construction of high-rise buildings in their estates, mainly by Chinese contractors.
In Nairobi's Kilimani suburbs, residents like Cherotich say are pondering their next move to stop what they say is illegal construction in their estate.
And I really call out the Chinese Property Developers Association here. They're complicit. They have understood the propensity and appetite for corruption that you find in this county, and they have exploited it to the hilt.
And as the World Bank projects 70% of the global population will live in cities by 2050, experts say planning will be key for cities like Nairobi. Juma Majanga, VOA News, Nairobi.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump accused Democratic rival President Joe Biden over the weekend of running a Gestapo administration. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports from Washington.
Trump made the comparison with the Nazi police in Germany's World War II regime at a donor retreat on Saturday night at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida. He also attacked prosecutors involved in his criminal indictments in a private address to donors, according to a recording heard by U.S. media outlets. Trump's speeches on the campaign trail have drawn criticism from civil rights groups and other critics, with Trump sometimes using violent imagery to go after immigrants and opponents. A White House spokesperson on Sunday accused the former president of echoing fascist rhetoric. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Mexican authorities said Sunday that relatives have positively identified three bodies found in a well as those of two Australian surfers and one American who disappeared last weekend. Baja California state prosecutor said relatives from the two countries had viewed the corpses recovered from a remote well and recognized them as their loved ones. Thieves apparently killed the three who were on a surfing trip to Mexico's Baja Peninsula to steal their truck because they wanted tires. Then they allegedly got rid of the bodies by dumping them in a well near the coast. Three suspects are being held in connection with that case. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.